WKGC, your local public radio station with the Backstreet Boys to kick off the mix. That song always makes me smile. Good morning to everyone in the studio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for turning that on.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I noticed you did play the Backstreet Boys first thing off. That just, you know, you can tell when Captain Scott's not here.
Well, we have some guests in our studio that love the Top 40 sound.
Oh, okay.
So, introduce yourself, ladies. Thank you for coming. We have some guests from the Panama City Rescue Mission.
Hi, I'm Michelle Price. I'm the Director of Development.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Lisa Nixon Mabry, the Communications Coordinator.
All right. And you've got a little bit of a hoarse voice that doesn't work well with the communications field, does it?
No, I've been having to get creative.
And you've been talking a lot lately, maybe.
Yes,
because you've got a big event coming up. But first, tell us a little bit about what the Panama City Rescue Mission does.
Well, it's a ministry that offers a continuum of care that helps people who are struggling in difficult situations. And we help people who are homeless, people who are hungry, mm-hmm. people who are struggling with addiction.
Right.
And then we have this Clothes for Kids program each summer to help help collect new and gently used school uniforms for families who can't afford to buy them.
Right. Now, how did the folks find you that need services?
For all any services, mm-hmm. anyone
like,
can
how
call?
Does a homeless person know or be able to come there?
Yeah.
Do they need to call you? Can they just come over?
They can call. They can come. A lot of times they're referred by other agencies
okay.
or the police or
right.
If someone's getting out of jail and has nowhere to go.
I see.
They can come to us mm-hmm. and we will try and help them get back on their feet and, you know.
How long have you guys been doing that?
It opened in 1972.
Wow.
We haven't been
okay.
offering all of the services that we offer
sure.
now that entire time, but originally there was a need to help fishermen who were in port in between jobs,
okay.
you know, when they would go out and do commercial jobs, they would be in town with nowhere to stay and nothing to eat, nowhere to take a shower, and it just kind of evolved out of that need. And then we expanded to help others.
That's great. So what else do you do in the community as far as, I know you have some fundraising activities like the thrift stores. How can people help besides just giving a donation?
Well, we do have two thrift stores, mm-hmm. one downtown. They're called the Bargain Center, one
right.
downtown
okay.
on 6th Street. It's about a half block from the Rescue Mission. And
yeah.
then another one in Lynn Haven.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah.
The one on 77.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, it's got some good stuff. It's on Highway 77 in Lynn Haven and right across from next to, what are some landmarks?
Not too far from the feed store. There's that horse and
it is
feed
right
store.
There
yeah,
by
right
the feed
to,
store.
That Sandy Seed and Feed.
Yes.
Yeah, you
yes.
guys are just north of Sandy Seed and Feed,
yes.
I believe.
Right.
Yeah, that's a nice little shopping mm-hmm. trip for me, the feed store and the thrift
yeah.
store. I don't stop at one without going to the other. That's a nice little spot.
Yes, and all the proceeds.
Some kind of weird dietary I'm sorry, I'm confused. I didn't know you lived on a farm.
And all of those proceeds from the Bargain Center go right back into helping people mm-hmm. either in our shelter for homeless services or our addiction recovery program that we have. Everything goes right back into the mission to help the community.
Great, great. Well, we'll talk to you about the Clothes for Kids drive that's it's just gotten underway this week.
Right.
We'll talk to you a little more about that, but we'll play some music first. Here's Adele on GC 90.7 FM and HD. WKGC, your local public radio station. This is The Mix. I'm Tori Shea, and that was the Rolling Stones' Honky Tonk Woman. Good morning, everyone. It's a full studio.
It is.
It's a Wednesday, too.
Yes, Brandon, and this Wednesday is special.
It's Flag Day.
It is Flag Day. I was notified by our Director of Military and Veteran Services that it is National Flag Day, and there are activities happening surrounding this event. Following Flag Day is Honor America Days. It's a 21-day period through Independence Day to honor America. So during that time, people hold public gatherings and activities to celebrate and honor the nation. So it doesn't have to end today on Flag Day. We get to celebrate and honor America from today all the way through July 4th. And thanks to Suzanne Remedies for letting us know about that.
Yes, thank you.
And it's also President Trump's birthday, I heard. If anyone here wants to wish him a happy birthday.
What do you get a President Trump for his birthday would be the question.
I don't know.
I don't think a regular card would work.
Probably not.
I don't think they'd let you send it to him anyway. Things are a little tense in Washington right now because of this. In Alexandria, there was a shooting at a congressional baseball practice. And I suspect things are a little tense up there right now.
I guess the cake and ice cream is called off.
Yes, the majority whip.
Darn it.
The majority whip was actually shot in the hip. He's okay, but he's in the hospital. Three other people were also wounded down there. Somebody just apparently figured out those were our lawmakers out there and opened fire on them. No word on who the shooter is. I know he was shot and is in custody, but they haven't said anything. They haven't said anything about who he is or what his motivations might possibly have been or anything like that.
Well, we might be able to guess as to some of the motivations.
Yes, the ones I guess I don't like to think about, so I hope we haven't fractured to that point that we're going to take off.
Well, this started with a birthday greeting, and I didn't have any takers on the birthday greeting, but President Trump has turned 71.
71.
Not 21,
not
but 71.
21 at heart.
21 at heart. And good morning to our guests from the Panama City Rescue Mission. Lisa and Michelle are here to tell us about the event that kicked off on Monday.
Good morning.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. You guys are doing such a great service to our community. And this event for kids in need to get ready to go back to school. So what's happening?
Well, this is our 13th year to do Clothes for Kids, and it's a clothing drive to collect donations of new and gently used school uniforms and shoes and socks and underwear. Of course, the underwear, we kind of request that it be new.
Yes, please.
Please.
And then we distribute these clothing items to children in need in August, right before, usually the weekend before school starts back, so that they have what they need to go back to school.
And you collect these donations different, you know, I can go drop off at several different locations around town.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Run down a few of those.
We have several different locations. Uh-huh. The number one location is our downtown Bargain Center on 401 East 6th Street. That's where we're doing our sorting of all of our donations and boxing them. So that's a great location. Okay. All of the Gulf Power locations, all of the Innovations Federal Credit Unions as well within Bay County. And so those are some of the locations that you can definitely
and
drop off.
Some of the churches too, although I don't have a list in front of me of the churches.
I know a number of churches partner with you and they collect donations at their own congregations and then sort of bring them over. So there's a good chance your church may be participating in this. And you could just drop off on Sunday there.
Absolutely. And if they aren't, you're more than welcome to work with them and organize to bring over donations.
Right.
They're always welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. If your church isn't participating, they might want to, but just don't have anyone to head up that drive.
Yeah.
Step up to the plate.
Most of them just put out a big box, and we'll give them a sign to put on the box so that it says "Clothes for Kids," drop off, or whatever.
Right.
And then they'll either bring it to the Bargain Center or they'll call us to come get it.
Right. It's not hard to organize a drop-off location.
Get
a box. These ladies will bring you a sign.
Right.
There
you
go.
And if you don't have a box, maybe we can find one.
They probably could bring you a box, too. Well, thank you so much. So let's go over some of the items that are needed.
Yes.
The school uniform shirts?
Yes, solid color polo shirts.
Okay.
With the exception of pink, purple, tan, and brown. None of the schools use those colors, but all other solid color polos, khaki pants, navy pants, blue jeans, as well as those same colors in shorts and skirts.
Okay.
Tennis shoes, you know, new or gently used. Basically any closed toed or closed heeled shoes, but most of the kids prefer tennis shoes.
Okay.
New underwear, preferably in the package, and socks. Also belts. Belts are needed. So all of those items to make sure that the kids are in line with the school uniform policy that Bay County has.
Right. Okay, what about other items like school supplies
or
toiletries, those type of things?
Yeah, we can always use those and we'll distribute them to people who need them.
Okay.
And some people also donate to Clothes for Kids jackets and hoodies, and we'll give those out to children who need them.
Okay.
Although we usually don't have enough of those. We don't ever have enough shoes to give out.
Okay.
So those are
so shoes is an item that often you come up short. So
yes.
Think about giving shoes this year.
Right. And the schools require that the shoes are closed toed and closed heel.
I see.
No flip flops or sandals.
Okay.
And tennis shoes are usually preferred by the kids.
Right.
But last year we had close to 1,000 children come through, and probably only about 500 of them got shoes.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
We just didn't have enough.
And for, you know, a variety of reasons. One, people tend to wear shoes until they are absolutely worn out, so they're not going to have gently
less used
to donate.
Yeah.
And because shoes a lot of times are more expensive, so people are less likely to purchase those.
Exactly.
So we recommend, you know, keeping an eye out on the sales.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tax-free weekend is the weekend before our event.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great opportunity if you're going out and buying your items for your child. Pick up an extra while it's tax-free and drop it off to the bargain center downtown.
Right. Okay. I know whenever I look at the clearance shoes, they're never in my size. But in this case, you can just buy whatever size.
Yeah, we need all the sizes.
So,
we distribute to kids from pre-K through 12th grade, and those 12th graders can get pretty big.
But they're into the adult sizes,
definitely,
too.
Yeah.
Oh, we should note that, because not all the kids' clothes are kids' sizes.
Right.
Yes. We have up to, I think last year was size 16 for some of those football player juniors and seniors. You know, we get quite large sizes.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
You know, poverty doesn't discriminate based on age. You know, those seniors need as much help as the kindergartners do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Well, thank you, guys. We'll talk a little more about it. We're going to play a little music here and also... I think we're going to talk to... No, we'll talk to the weatherman later. We've got a new weatherman.
I know, we do.
How do you feel about the new weatherman?
Seems to be doing... So far, he's been... He's been predicting correctly. So what else does one want out of one's weatherman?
That should do it.
Yeah.
And, well, wait, we forgot about a shirt for Brandon. Brandon has come in to work this morning with a...
That's his Aquaman.
Is there any way you
Aquaman
ladies
outfit
could cover this guy up?
We didn't bring anything with us.
School uniform, any color would be fine.
Yes.
Brandon will also tell us why he's in our lifeguard outfit in just a minute. Here's Cole Swindell on GC 90.7 FM and HD.
Streaming live all day, every day. WKGC.org, your local public radio station in HD.
WKGC, your local public radio station with Amy Winehouse and Rehab. This is The Mix. Good morning to everyone. And speaking of rehab, that is something that you guys can help with.
Yes,
Lisa and Michelle from the Panama City Rescue Mission. Tell us briefly, if you do need services like that, how someone could reach out and get help from you.
Well, we do have an addiction recovery program for alcohol and drug addiction. It's a long duration. It's 12 to 14 months for people who come into the program. And to be considered, you can go to our website.
Mm-hmm.
There's an application online, or you can just call our main number.
Okay.
Which is
769-0783.
Very good. And right now you guys are in the middle of another mission you do every summer with the clothing drive, the clothes for kids, getting needy kids their school uniforms and everything they need for back to school. Tell us, let's quickly go over how you can help. You can drop off at several different locations.
Yes.
You're
at the Bargain Center downtown. You can drop things off at the Rescue Mission, too. We also have drop-off sites at all of the Gulf Power locations, Innovations Federal Credit Union, and several of the churches in town. And I don't have a list of the churches, but a lot of them put a box out for their congregation to drop off donations as well.
Right. And what if I was a parent and I didn't, you know, I was going to need your services. I wasn't going to have enough money to provide school uniforms. And Brandon here, who had no shirt this morning when he came in, Brandon is my son and we need your help. What do we do? And describe that process that we would go through to get him some school uniforms.
Well, we definitely have a lot of families who fall in that need mm-hmm. in the Bay County area. So it's pretty simple. They call our office, mm-hmm. Not that main number that we just gave earlier. There's a specific direct line that they call, 850-215-0131.
Okay.
They call with the child's name, age, is that right? Also,
the ages, size? The school, the grades, yes. The sizes.
Their social security number, so that we can just confirm all of our information is intact. We put them down on a list. We have 2 days that we're doing this, Friday and Saturday, August 11th and 12th at the Springfield Community Center.
And so
we have 30-minute windows that they can sign up for.
Gotcha. So once I'm registered with you,
yes.
Then in August, on the 11th and 12th, then Brandon and I would come down, and Brandon would get to pick out his uniforms?
Yes, absolutely. During that 30-minute window that we've scheduled you for, mm-hmm. we have volunteers who come as personal shoppers, and they go with the family, and they have the list of, okay, so this is their school, so these are the school colors, this is their
Perfect.
Size range, and then the child gets to pick them out. So it's as close to a regular shopping experience as possible if they were to go to, say, the mall. So that way they still have that experience.
How many young people do you expect to help on this drive?
About 1,000.
About 1,000.
Close to 1,000 last year. I think there have been years where it was closer mm-hmm. to 1,200. It just kind of depends.
And that's quite a difference from our first year, which one of the volunteers who has been helping for about 8 years said her first year they only helped about 235, 237 mm-hmm. families. So we've increased our
wow.
need quite a lot, yes.
Wow, that's amazing. And how many people you can reach. And Brandon, Absolutely. By the way, has put on a shirt, and he is now dressed appropriately no. for work.
And we want to thank him for that.
And we do appreciate it. He had come this morning from the Gulf Coast State College Natatorium, also known as the pool, where he sometimes lifeguards.
Yes.
And was there any incident this morning?
No, not this morning. Although I did see Scott drinking at the pool.
That's where Captain Kirkman is? He's drinking Mai Tais at the pool?
He's back on his floaty drinking Mai Tais at the pool again this morning, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well, good for you, Scott. I'll be over to join you as soon as I get off air.
Well, anyway, we appreciate your service at the pool, too. And that reminds me that there are swim lessons going on.
Yes.
That's right?
That is right.
For kids, and you can do any levels, whether you're a beginner or advanced swimmer, you can get a swim lesson this summer at Gulf Coast State College.
Correct, and they're still going on. There's some lessons going on today, and I believe you can still sign up for...
There are two or three sessions left.
Yes.
Yeah, they're two-week sessions, and they run throughout the summer. So you can go to gcathletics.com to find out more about that. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back with the ladies from the Panama City Rescue Mission and get all their contact info again so that you can help with the Clothes for Kids drive.
Programming on GC 90.7 FM is sponsored by Panhandle Educators Federal Credit Union. Panhandle offers a full array of products and services, including a variety of loan products. Membership is available if you live, work, or attend school in the Greater Bay, Holmes, Washington, or Jackson County area. For more details, you can visit one of the 6 area locations, including a new branch on North Highway 231, or visit pefcu.org. Panhandle Educators Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
The NLS Braille and Audio Reading Download Service gives patrons with visual impairments or physical limitations the freedom to read their way.
Barge is this beautiful web-based program for searching for books and for the ability to download them.
It's a great way to have a book with you without carrying a book.
For information about the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped Library of Congress, visit loc.gov/thatallmayread.
Weather pattern across the Panhandle won't be changing much over the next several days. Showers and thunderstorms will be developing by mid-morning through the evening hours, then quiet conditions overnight tonight. Highs today around 83 degrees around the beaches and 87 inland. Tomorrow, a degree or two warmer, especially around the beaches. Showers and thunderstorms likely mainly during the afternoon hours for the next several days. For GC 90.7 FM and HD, I'm News 13 meteorologist Anthony Peoples.
A blend of your favorite rock, pop, and country classics. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 FM, WKGC.
come on home, come on home, my love is never gonna run dry.
Thank you.
WKGC, your local public radio station with the police on the mix. I'm Tori Shea, hanging in for Captain Kirkman, who's sipping Mai Tais at the pool. Yes. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning, and please don't stand so close to me.
Well, I'm sitting, and I'm not very close. I'm not within an arm's length, so you are safe.
Okay.
And Brandon, who's also come from the pool.
Yes.
To inform us where our illustrious leader is goofing off this morning as I fill in. And the ladies from the Panama City Rescue Mission here this morning to tell us about Clothes for Kids. Hello, Lisa and Michelle.
Hello.
That was very good.
Very well practiced over there. I like that. Please tell us one more time what you need and how we can get it to you.
So we absolutely need donations for our Clothes for Kids event, which, by the way, this is our 13th year doing this. Mm-hmm. So it's, we've come quite a long way. We help about 1,000 families, and we need solid color polo shirts, khakis, navy and blue jeans, short skirts, pants, belts, closed-toed and heeled shoes, preferably tennis shoes. New underwear and socks, so we need those donations. Those can all be dropped off at our downtown bargain center on 6th Street, all of the Gulf Power locations in town, all of the Innovations Federal Credit Unions in town, as well as several churches in the area.
Okay.
So
great. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having us.
And the kids in the community appreciate it, and the families that are in need always appreciate your services at the Panama City Rescue Mission. PCRM
PCRmission.org
to find out more, and then all the instructions that we've talked about donating or receiving the services are also posted on your website, right?
Yes. And registration goes until July 31st.
Okay.
So families have until July 31st to call us between 10 to 2 at 850-215-0131.
Okay, great. So get signed up if you're in need. That's what these folks are here for. And, you know, pick up a little pack of underwear or belt or something on sale and put it in one of those donation bins for the Clothes for Kids. We'll do some more music. Here's Kenny Loggins on GC 90.7 FM and HD.